GED has been the brand name for high school certifications for almost 70 years, but that's about to change. Last year, many states like New Hampshire began looking for alternatives when the nonprofit American Council on Education sold its GED testing services to the for-profit company Pearson VUE. The upgraded GED testing service also spiked its fees to $125, almost double what New Hampshire students pay, and it decided to offer its test only on computer. The exam from Educational Testing Service will cost less, although the state hasn't set the new fee. Affordability is a big reason the state is switching. But Stephen Reed, who teaches at the Adult Learning Center in Nashua, says it's also good that the new test will offer a choice between computer and paper-based exams.
A lot of the younger students who have grown up their entire lives working on a computer, that's not a problem. And most of them would probably opt for the computer-based test. It's some of the students who don't work on computers all the time, who don't know the keyboard and can't necessarily type an essay. They would have a very difficult time with this test.
Compared with a couple of decades ago, today's high school curriculum has a stronger focus on technology, science, and math, and computer skills will be a necessity for many students' futures. But Reed says they shouldn't be required.
I realize that moving into the college world now, yes, you're going to need those computer skills, but a lot of the students we have aren't necessarily heading to college. They are wanting to increase their abilities to find a job. And some jobs don't necessarily require those computer skills that would be required for this test.
Adult learners will have until 2017 before the paper-based tests are completely phased out. Art Ellison is with the state's Department of Education. He says the current GED hasn't been revised since 2002, and it badly needs an upgrade to reflect what students need for success at college or in the workplace.
The new tests are going to be tied to the Common Core state standard, which are going to be more rigorous than what's now available.
Ellison says the test will gradually get tougher over a three-year period, and so will the classes, so that students have time to prepare for a very different type of test.
There's going to be a lot more what we would call open-ended critical thinking questions on this test, as opposed to fill-in-the-blank or bubble-in-the-right answer.
She received a raise of 50 cents per hour and worked at
My name is Itsyuri Zamora. I'm currently in the Adult Learning Center taking my GED.
What is Fiona's current weekly salary?
Zamora sits at a large round table in a classroom in Nashua with several practice booklets and sharpened pencils in front of her. She dropped out of high school 10 years ago.
I didn't feel smart enough. I suffered from dyslexia, so school was very difficult. Nobody knew how to identify it, at least at that time. And I was just not, I didn't want to go to school. I pretty much didn't want to go to school.
Since signing up for the GED classes, she's regained confidence. But like all adult learners in the state, she needs to pass the five parts of the GED before the end of the year, or risk starting over.
The fact that it's going to be a little bit more difficult, the fact that I've already invested a year and in a couple of months to have to relearn whatever the new test is going to be, I think that's making me a little bit scared and nervous to try to get it done.
Her goal is to finish by the end of the summer. And as her instructor, Stephen Reed, says to all his students time and again,
anybody who has completed part of the test needs to get to a center soon to get those pieces finished.
For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.